by the way, if you have like a little funny bumper sticker on your car and you think it's kind of amusing, take it off. No one's laughing on the highway. No one's enjoying it. You know, quick. Think about it. You've never laughed at a bumper sticker in your life. You might have come close once. No. They're always just a little too cute. 10% Italian, 90% bitch. I'd like to hang out with her all day just to hear what she says. Seems like quite a firecracker. I saw a really awful one. It said, I'm not as think as you drunk I am. I get it. That's only funny if it's on the back of a car that has just barreled through a red light and paralyzed a bicyclist. Then it's kind of ironically humorous. Like, hey, you think he'd have seen that coming? Or if it just ran into a fat Hollywood has-been and knocked her cancer wig into a muddy puddle. You ever see one so awful you want to attack the driver physically with a chainsaw? I don't know why I had to specify physically. It's hard to attack with a chainsaw, spiritually or emotionally. I'm an ass. I saw a man driving a white minivan, and the bumper sticker said, I don't suffer from insanity. I enjoy every minute of it. Oh, that guy's a nut. Whoa, get out of his way. He snaps on that seatbelt. The madness must ensue. Hope he tints the windows of that party vehicle. One minute there's kids in the back, the next minute groceries and a soccer ball. I guess they were all out of bumper stickers that said, I drive a minivan, my wife is fat, put a bullet in my temple. I don't know who that man is, but I hope he died on Christmas morning. Yeah, you heard me right. I hope he was humming, rum-pa-bum-bum, and he grabbed his chest and clumsily fell into the tree, knocking tinsel and balls and dreams all over the floor. And as he was falling, I hope he went to grab something and it was Liz Taylor's cancer wig and he yanked it off. Well, his stupid autistic children just looked at him eating sugar cookies. I don't mean to be such a curmudgeon. Once in a while you see a bumper sticker you like. You know, I saw a really cool one. I saw Ike Turner driving. And he had a really good one. It said, my wife did a great song with Phil Spector, so I punched her in the face and then raped her on a countertop. It's a little long-winded for my taste, but I thought it was cute and informative. That Ike's a silly goose.